Hello and welcome to Kayncast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Ben Falcone, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick. And with me today, I have Julie Kutuzov, Portfolio Manager of the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Small Cap Quality Value Strategy. Welcome back, Julie.
Hello, Ben. Happy to be here.
Julie, market returns were flat to up modestly in the fourth quarter, with growth outperforming value and lower quality stocks leading the pack. Can you speak about the impact this has had on your particular strategy?
Sure. As you mentioned, growth companies outperformed value counterparts during the fourth quarter, with the Russell 2000 Growth Index up 1.7% and the Russell 2000 Value Index, the strategy's benchmark, down roughly 1%. Unlike most small mid-cap indices, the Russell 2000 value performance was driven by names with higher earnings quality, as well as stronger balance sheets and low volatility, although companies with high returns on equity did lag. Overall, this provided a relatively favorable environment for us. Our top sector contributor during the quarter was financials, the largest sector in the Russell 2000 value benchmark, representing a nearly 30% weight. Banks alone account for roughly 20% of the index. And bank stocks were particularly strong during the quarter following the U.S. presidential election, with investors expecting reduced government regulation, additional interest rate cuts, and a generally improved level of economic activity. We outperformed in the financial sector, which is particularly notable considering our structurally underweight position in the banking segment due to its inherent capital intensity and low competitive differentiation.
Julie, can you discuss a few of the portfolio holdings that were key contributors and detractors to performance for the fourth quarter of 2024?
Construction Partners, ticker ROAD, was our highest stock contributor for the quarter. Other top contributors were John Bean Technologies Corporation, ticker JBT, Houlihan Lokey, ticker HLI, Cheesecake Factory, ticker CAKE, and Stockyards Bancorp, ticker SYBT. Construction Partners engages in the construction of roadways and highways. The company's focus is on smaller road resurfacing and maintenance projects where competition is typically limited to local players. Hot mix asphalt must remain above a certain temperature, limiting the distance it can be transported to the construction site. This creates niche geographical markets, with Construction Partners holding a leading position in each of its markets. Shares performed strongly during the quarter as the company continued to gain market share and benefit from robust road infrastructure spending. During the quarter, Construction Partners also entered the attractive Texas market, the state with the nation's largest transportation funding program. Scotts Miracle-Gro Company, ticker SMG, was our weakest performer this quarter. Other detractors included H.B. Fuller Company, ticker FUL, Uniforce Corporation, ticker UNF, Thor Industries, ticker THO, and SiteOne Landscape Supply, ticker Site. Scotts Miracle-Gro is a leading manufacturer and distributor of lawn and garden products. The company's brands include Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Roundup, and Ortho. Brands are important, as most people make only one soil or weed killer purchase a year, and at a relatively low price point, are willing to pay a little extra for a well-known brand. As such, we believe brand strength translates directly into pricing power. It is quite telling that despite the current price gap between branded and private label products in the category being wider than ever, consumers have not traded down to private label. Shares of Scotts Miracle-Gro lagged during the quarter as the company reported lower than expected operating results and reduced annual outlook. In addition, in late November, Scotts announced the unexpected departure of the company's chief financial officer. Importantly, we believe both retailers and consumers remain committed to the lawn and garden category and Scotts brands. In our view, the company's focus on leverage reduction is intact and liquidity remains strong. We continue to believe that Scott's solid market positioning was enhanced further during the COVID-19 pandemic, which drove increased consumer engagement in lawn and gardening projects. We also believe that long-term demand for these products is supported by a generational cycle of millennial household formation. We do, however, share investor concerns over the sudden CFO departure and will be watching closely for any potential shifts in the strategic or capital allocation focus following his replacement.
Julie, the market showed periods of broadening out in the second half of the year. Do you believe this can continue into 2025? And if so, why?
Yes, I do. As you recall, in the first half of 2024, investors flocked to big technology companies, those primary beneficiaries of recent advances in artificial intelligence. And in the second half, many investors began questioning vast investments some of those big tech companies were committing to AI. The latter was a significant factor behind the market broadening. From our perspective, the market should continue to broaden as long as the economy is in check and the Fed continues cutting interest rates. Vast investment in the nation's infrastructure should provide additional support. And once we get down to the desired level of mortgage rates, we believe the U.S. housing market should recover, providing a boost to a broad spectrum of industries and segments.
Julie, earnings growth for small and mid-cap stocks are estimated to have returned to positive growth this past quarter and strengthening into 2025. What do you feel most optimistic about heading into next year for investors in your strategy, and where would you be concerned?
The market is driven by earnings expectations that are closely tied to the interest rate and consequently general economic outlook. Small and medium-sized companies tend to be more economically and interest rate sensitive. As such, we believe they are well positioned to benefit from a more favorable interest rate and macroeconomic environment, and more importantly, reduced levels of uncertainty on both fronts. It is important to remember that the Smith Group is not a homogeneous one. These companies range from nascent to mature, from money losing to highly profitable, from highly levered to debt-free, and from commodity businesses to highly differentiated proprietary ones. We run a focused, high-conviction portfolio of names we believe are high quality. These are proprietary businesses with strong under-levered balance sheets, which are the result of this company's durable self-funding ability. While our companies will not benefit from low interest rates to the same extent as their highly indebted peers, we believe they have the full potential to enjoy benefits of accelerated economic activity that follows. Unfortunately, a good deal of uncertainty still remains. While improved, inflation is cooling more slowly than expected, with prices of everything from groceries and restaurant meals to housing and insurance much higher than they were 4 years ago. And while consumer spending, the key driver of the U.S. economy, has proven surprisingly resilient, lower-income consumers appear to be struggling due to these inflationary pressures. At the same time, labor market data suggests that the economy might be stronger than expected, potentially slowing the pace of interest rate reductions. In December, the Fed signaled only 2 additional cuts in 2025, suggesting that interest rates could stay higher for longer, affecting borrowing costs and potentially giving investors lower risk alternatives to stocks. Even with short-term rates cut, longer-term rates remain elevated. Tied to the 10-year Treasury yield, high mortgage rates continue to hamper the housing market recovery. Many investors also worry that the market looks pricey. Expectations are high, in fact, with companies in the S&P 500 index projected to grow profits at a mid-teens percent rate this year. Stocks rallied following the presidential election on hopes of tax cuts and looser regulation. At the same time, President-elect Donald Trump has proposed sweeping tariffs and mass deportations, policies that could prove to be inflationary. Adding to the uncertainty are wild cards on the geopolitical front, with ongoing conflicts in the Ukraine and the Middle East. We continue to believe that our high-quality investment philosophy, in-depth fundamental research process, and active portfolio management are particularly relevant today.
Julie, as always, thanks for taking the time to provide your insight to our Canecast listeners.
Thanks, Ben.
You've just listened to Canecast. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify. For more of our investing insights, head over to our website, www.cane.com. Canecast is the official podcast series of Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management, CAR. This material is provided as a matter of general information and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast or research. The opinions expressed herein are those of the speakers and are not necessarily the opinions of CAR or its affiliates, are current as of the date and time of the recording, and are subject to change at any time due to changes in market or economic conditions. The information and opinions contained in this material are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources deemed by CAR to be reliable and are not necessarily all-inclusive. CAR does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of this information. This communication should not be construed as an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any security. Individuals should consult with a qualified financial professional before making any investment decisions. Reliance upon information in this material is at the sole discretion of the listener. To the extent any performance is discussed, past performance is not indicative of future results.